Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday. This is Charmaine Lankford. Thank you for listening to Keeping It Real with Charmaine. I'm your hostess, Charmaine Lankford. Before I go any further, I would first of all like to thank God for another day of life. We've been watching the news with the stories of the mass shootings. Y'all, I'm so sick and tired of it. I am so done with humanity. How can you go in a store? Like, you're supposedly mentally insane, but how are you smart enough to buy a gun, to load it to, I think it was 40 rounds per second, and to kill people, like, because they aren't white? That was one in El Paso that was racially motivated. I can't deal with it anymore. So I'm turning off the news. If it isn't the weather or something really important, I'm not listening to the news anymore. I internalize things, and I'm very sympathetic. So I hurt for people. Every time something comes on the news, this person got killed, this person got hit by a car, I internalize it. And I'm becoming depressed. I'm serious. I can't. For the past 2 weeks, I've been kind of not as cheery as I usually am. And I've just come to accept the fact that I can't watch the news anymore. It's just too much. So if you have negative vibes, or if you have bad news, or if you want to dump on me, let me stop you right here. I'm not trying to hear it. I'm in the second half of my life, and I'm trying to live peace and harmony. And if it means blocking out the news and, you know, a lot of social media, then so be it. So let me go back to what I'm saying. I thank God for another day of life, because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. And I'm definitely going to do a show on white supremacists and what drives them, what makes them feel like they have permission to take another life, to hate because the person's not white. You can't help the color you were born. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a low class, trashy, stupid idiot. Just their words I can't say, because out of respect of it being Sunday, there's another word I want to call them. The whole crew of the so-called white supremacists, you're not supreme. You're an idiot is what I'm saying. Anywho, guys, before I go any further, I want to do a shout out to a wonderful new friend I've met online. His name is David, and he's a podcast producer. He's in Scotland. At least he was born in Scotland. I never went to find out if he's there now. But he has a cat that's identical to my cat Vivian. Her name is BB. I'm praying BB is a girl, because if not, I just made a big mistake. But BB, shout out for being Vivian's twin. And I want to shout out David. He also has another cat named Mr. Moo. I want to shout him out because he shouted me out. I believe in supporting each other, and that's why I'm doing this quick 15-minute show today, because sharing is caring. I just want to say thank you, David, for retweeting the link to my show. Every listen and every listener is a big deal to me. I really appreciate it. And what's shocking is that we're strangers. I've never met him before, and it goes back to the old saying that, you know, just because you grew up with somebody or know them or even supported them doesn't mean they're necessarily going to support your endeavor. So I really appreciate him. And, you know, maybe one day we'll meet in person. This world is not but so big, and you just never know. But he's a good dude and beautiful kitty cats. All right, guys, this is going to be a very, very quick 15-minute show. I'm all about sharing information. I'm about seeing the next person move up or improve themselves in life. So I did a 15-minute list of things that I think will help people. These are things that I take, things that I use, information that helps me, so I want to help others. Let's just get right to it. Lemon juice and hot water. And because I'm short on time, I want you to Google each of these things if you aren't comfortable with them or familiar with them already. So lemon juice and warm water first thing in the morning does wonders for the body. It lowers your blood pressure. It helps with a million things, skin, hair. It's an antioxidant. So Google lemon juice and warm water. And what you do is you take a half of a fresh lemon and you squeeze it in a cup, and you put about a half a cup is it 8 ounces? About 8 ounces of warm water, and you sip it. It's the first thing you drink in the morning, and it is really good for you. And like I said, Google it, and you once you start, you'll be addicted to it. Another thing that I'm a really big fan of, and it's kind of gross for some people, they don't like the tart taste, but apple cider vinegar and warm water. It does wonders for blood pressure. I think it helps with diabetes. Google this also. When I was talking to my father last in 2008, he was a big fan of it, and he would do apple cider vinegar, warm water, and cinnamon. And that makes it a little bit more pleasant to taste. Actually, there is a detox vinegar that's sold. I know I get mine from Walmart when I buy it, and you drink it straight. And it has honey in it. So it's apple cider vinegar, water, and honey. And some people, like I said, put cinnamon in it. But I do know it lowers your blood pressure. And some say it helps with diabetes. But again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what works for me. Google it, apple cider vinegar, and the benefits of it. And, you know, go ahead and swallow the taste. It's not pleasant. Don't put any sugar in it. It's a health benefit. So just swallow it and be gone on with your business, and you will really feel a lot better. This next thing right here is what I call my miracle tea. It's not sold in most stores. You have to get it from health food stores or a co-op or get it online. And it's called Pau Darko. It's spelled P as in Paul, A-U. And the next word is Darko, D as in David, apostrophe A-R-C-O. All I have to say is Google it. It is a cure for everything, you guys, from inflammation. I give it to my cats. I put it in a syringe, and when they're not feeling well, I squirt a little bit in their mouth, and I swear within 2 hours they're back to their normal bad peppy cells. It's rumored to be a cure for some forms of cancer, for HIV, but of course it's not going to be, you know, in a lot of stores because I'm a believer that some doctors may not want this on the market because it'll take away, not so much doctors, but insurance companies, maybe doctors may not want this on the market because, number one, a lot of them don't believe in holistic, and number two, it'll take away from their business. So that's just my personal feeling. But please look it up. It's called Pau Darko, and it's a cure for everything. You boil the water, and the tea is like the bark of a tree. It's loose. It doesn't look like anything you've ever seen before, and you sprinkle it over your water, and you let it steep. They sell the tea bags also, but I like the raw tea, the bark. And it don't put any sugar in it, anything. Just drink it straight. And I swear on my late brother, you'll feel 100% better. It's good for everything. Just Google that also, Pau Darko. All right, my next miracle, what I call a miracle cure, is mustard. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a Charlie horse, believe it or not, regular yellow mustard is a miracle cure. I used to sleep with it by my bed, in fact, because I used to walk a lot, you know, my 3 and 4 miles a day. And if I didn't stretch properly, I would get Charlie horses. If you take 1 spoon of mustard, or if you have the squirt bottle, just squirt some in your mouth, I can guarantee you within 3 minutes max, the Charlie horse is going to be gone. Actually, as soon as you eat the mustard, you're going to feel it like fading away. So if you're an athlete and, you know, you may not stretch sometimes after exercise, or you just get Charlie horses, try some regular yellow mustard. It does wonders. All right. Anytime you're over 40 and sometimes before that, your eyesight can start to go down, your vision can diminish. There's a vitamin supplement called lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, and it is wonderful for eyesight. You know, in addition, you can eat your carrots. There's another vitamin called Ocuvite that I take, but lutein is wonderful. And the milligrams start from 6 and they go up to 40. If you're just beginning, I would start with 6. If you have poor vision, you know, you can take 2 or 3. They're not going to hurt, but the lutein is really good. I did a slideshow of products for this show right here. So if you look at the slideshow, you'll see what it looks like. And it's about, for the 6 milligrams, it's about $4 a bottle. And you take 1 or 2 a day, and your vision will definitely, for me, I'm not going to say for everybody, but for me, it definitely helps. All right, here's my fitness go-to. And I post her videos all the time online, Leslie Sansome, Sansome. She has a series of indoor walking videos, anywhere from 1 mile to 5 miles. And walking indoors is excellent for days like this when it's really muggy outside and it's really unhealthy to go jogging or walking for a long distance, or when it's very cold outside and very icy and you don't want to walk and have to worry about slipping on ice. Check out Leslie Sansome. She has free videos are posted on YouTube, and I walk to them nearly every night, and they are a blessing. You get your mile in, your 2 miles in, you work up a good sweat, you have great legs, great booty, your heart races, then it comes back down, so your blood is flowing. It's a blessing. Leslie Sansome, check out her videos. For locals, FYI, WMATA, a.k.a. Metro, has reduced the weekly Smart Trip card from $17.50 to $15, and you get unlimited bus rides for 7 days for $15. That's in comparison to paying $2 per ride if you take the bus. So I'm a big advocate of the $15 unlimited bus passes. That's for people in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's not for the train. It's for the bus only. But you can't beat it for $15 to ride the bus all day and all night if that's your thrill. Okay, here's another thing I'm a big fan of. It's chromium picolinate. And again, Google these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's for diabetes. It helps it helps keep your blood sugar, your glucose level, stable, and it actually lowers it. Don't use it if you take insulin unless your sugar is really, really, really high. But if you take a tablet like metformin, chromium definitely helps with that. Google it before you try it. I always say that, chromium picolinate. And there's a picture of it, I think, on the slideshow for my for this show right here. Another favorite of mine is omega-3. I really like this, not so much for inflammation, but for brain health. My mom has had 10 strokes, and, you know, she has dementia now. And I noticed once I started giving her omega-3, her memory started improving. I do know that fish oil, which is basically omega-3 is fish oil, but omega-3 is more concentrated. And I noticed she started feeding herself. She started talking more. She started, you know, humming the tune to music that she knew back in the day. So if you have an ailing senior in your family, like your parents or your grandparents, try some omega-3. It doesn't hurt any. It really doesn't hurt any. And I think it'll help. There's a liquid brand from a home shopping club called Melaleuca. I'm going to post the link later. And it comes in like an orange, like an orange sherbet flavor, and it's really delicious. And you take a spoon of that, and it really does wonders. The last thing I want to touch on is something dear to my heart. It's about pet love. There's a website called The Rainbow Bridge. And go there if you've lost a pet. It offers the most wonderful support. I don't go anymore. I went right after I lost Geneva, and I got so much support. There are a lot of people there who go through the same thing you did. And it's a wonderful site if you have lost a furry baby. And it's called therainbowbridge.org or .com. But Google it. Again, I say Google anything that I've talked about on the show today. Anyhow, you guys, this was a show I threw together at the last minute, so mind me if I'm a little bit, I've just been feeling so weird lately, not in a spooky way, but just kind of, I think I'm just tired of the bad news. I'm just tired of the bad news. So you guys have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Follow some of these tips. God bless you. Pray more than anything else. Share this information with others. I'm a big fan of sharing. I don't care if you succeed. I'm fine with myself. I don't hold back information. If I can help you, I will. David, thank you again for shouting out my show, and I have a better, bigger show planned for next Sunday. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.